this week, the economy takes a new dive. The president takes note.
It's been much steeper than we had anticipated.
The Republicans find now there is one. Bush is out.
I'm an optimist, but I also know how to count to 998.
A black leader is shot. The FBI looks for a motive.
We have not ruled out anything.
And a crusty old man is found alive and well in the shadow of Mount St. Helens.
What the hell? I wasn't afraid of it.
I'm David Jackson, CBS News, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. If there was doubt before, there is little now. Here comes the recession, full bore. This week's shocker, the government's index of leading economic indicators, designed to predict the pace of the economy in the months ahead, dropped 4.8% in April, the sharpest monthly decline on record. President Carter concedes things are worse than he'd predicted, but says all's under control, and says there will be no tax cut to stimulate the economy this year, maybe next. But a private economist, Otto Eckstein, formerly of the LBJ administration, sees things differently.
There is very little doubt that the government will have to cut taxes at the latest in early 1981. The increases that they have legislated are so enormous. The economy is sinking so quickly. The consumer purchasing power is shrinking so fast that they have to act to reverse it. And there is no use pretending that there is any way to defer that. It would be nice if you could balance the budget first. Don't cut taxes for another year. But the economy is clearly too far gone to allow that luxury.
A sniper's sting is felt again. That story after this.
Oh, with the Kmart goof-proof policy,
Freddy Funko pays the fee.
If prints aren't right, you do not pay.
That's the Freddy Funko way, with Kmart photo finishing. If prints are late, don't pay a thing.
Fearless Freddy Funko here with facts about goof-proof photo finishing at Kmart. Fear not, you'll be forced to pay for photos of faces with fuzzy features. At Kmart, you pay only for the color prints you fancy. That's a fact. You can feel free not to pay for any print you file up. So put fun in your photography. Let Kmart furnish your photo finishing frequently. It's fully and fabulously goof-proof.
Take Freddy Funko's fine advice. Get money prints at a Kmart price.
Now through June 7th, get a 20 exposure roll of focal color print film, size 110, 126, or 35 millimeter for just $147. Save at Kmart.
The president of the National Urban League, Vernon Jordan, was shot in the back outside a motel in Fort Wayne, Indiana this week. A sniper apparently had lain in wait. Jordan is recovering. A full recovery is expected. It was the public reaction that worried some, without cause so far, as Derek Blakely reports.
The black community in this northern Indiana city has remained calm. Community leaders have called for prayer and pressure rather than protest over this single act of madness. Prayer for Jordan's full recovery, which seems to be progressing well, and pressure on law enforcement officials to ensure that the investigation into the Jordan shooting is both tough and thorough. But for at least 2 days, that probe appears to have been stalled. Police have no suspects, no motive, and few leads. Their prime hope now is that Jordan's companion at the time of the shooting, Urban League volunteer Martha Coleman, will end her self-imposed seclusion to grant a second interview with police, one that will hopefully shed some light onto an investigation that is fast becoming more and more of a mystery. Derek Blakely, CBS News, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Senator Edward Kennedy went to visit Jordan a few hours after the shooting. President Carter went on Sunday. The presidential primary campaign that has pitted those two men against one another for so many months is winding down now. This Tuesday was supposed to have been Super Tuesday. 9 states holding contests with a barn full of delegates at stake. It might have been decisive, but this year it'll be more anticlimactic. George Bush has dropped out of the race, leaving Ronald Reagan to take the GOP nomination. President Carter has very nearly wrapped up the Democratic side, though Kennedy says he won't quit. The United States asks South Korean authorities to tread softly with dissidents there, to lean more toward democracy. That the requests go unheeded was evident in the Army's assault this week, retaking the city of Gwangju from martial law protesters. Some South Korean civilians, though, say the U.S. is behind the Korean military, that nothing happens there without a U.S. okay. Not so today in Seoul, as Bruce Dunning reports.
What is happening here is that General Chun Doo-hwan, now virtually a dictator, apparently believes he can ignore American wishes because there is no way the U.S. can bring pressure on him. Several well-informed Koreans blame the current U.S. representatives here, Ambassador Glaystein and the U.S. Army Commander General Wickham. Unlike some of their predecessors, neither Glaystein nor Wickham commands much respect among Korean leaders, civilian and especially military. According to informed sources, both men are generally kept in the dark about the general's plans and are told about events only when it is too late for them to act. In the experience of most newsmen here, the U.S. embassy is out of touch with events, especially so because there are only two Americans in the embassy capable of speaking the Korean language. It's a dangerous paradox that the American leadership is perceived as approving the military power grab and thus being blamed for it, when in fact the Americans remain largely uninformed. Bruce Dunning, CBS News, Seoul.
There was a historic visit in Asia this week, China's Chairman Hua meeting Japanese leaders and trying for a coalition against the Kremlin. The first such Sino-Japanese meeting since the two countries first took note of one another 2,000 years ago. The World This Week continues in 1 minute.
Imagine coming home and finding the sanctity of your home has been violated by an intruder, or even worse, having an intruder invade your home while you're asleep. What an upsetting emotional experience. Very frightening. Protect yourself now with the Eagle Alert Security Burglary System that's most effective whether you live in a large home or a small apartment. You can't afford to be without the Eagle Alert Security Unit, a portable unit that requires no wiring, no complicated installation. The Eagle Alert Security System keeps the intruder out before he has a chance to get in. It's 100% automatic, every door and window protected day or night. Eagle Alert is a portable unit ideal for homes, apartments, and mobile homes. For your safety and peace of mind, you must see this security unit in action. Without cost or obligation, call now. The lines are open, 749-8555, 749-8555. If a toll call, dial collect, 213-749-8555, 213-749-8555.
Iran's new parliament, which supposedly has the key to the hostage standoff, opened for business this week. Alex Brody reports.
At the opening, President Bani Saad looked a forlorn figure, surrounded by turbaned mullahs. His role is now in doubt. Parliament will have a huge say in who becomes prime minister and in his choice of cabinet. Bani Saad has been outflanked. He failed to establish a party. The well-organized clergy and their allies won the election, reversing their defeat in the presidential contest. The fate of the hostages is now firmly in Parliament's hands. Parliament will decide, said Ayatollah Khomeini, and decide it will, but apparently not until well into July. And then what? A trial looks increasingly likely, but there is still pressure, notably from the hostage-holding militants, to stick to the original demand. The hostages in return for the Shah, and failing that, trial and punishment for the hostages. This is Alex Brody in Tehran.
As hope faded for the more than 50 missing around Washington's Mount St. Helens volcano this week, rescuers did find 75-year-old Ray Jennings and his four dogs in an ash-covered cabin near the peak. They'd been there since the big eruption May 18th.
Their whole house was rolling. See, I had a glass of water on the table, and I could see that water moving, see? And the whole house just rocking, you know, just like you're rocking in the chair. I did that all day. So I just let it blow. What else can I do about it? And if it got too bad, I know how to get out of there in a hurry. Because I just got new plugs and points and trivet cap and everything on my car, so it's running pretty good.
The World This Week, produced by Harry Polosian. I'm David Jackson, CBS News.